Well, what was going on in the first century was, number one, the people living in Corinth were living in a cosmopolitan Greek city in the Roman Empire. And there was a pantheon of gods. We know a lot of them, like Cupid, which has come into American culture. They had Apollo, the war god. They had Venus, the goddess of love, Aphrodite. She had many names. They had Mercury. They had Zeus, the king of the gods. They had the god of the underworld. They had all these gods. And they weren't hideous, ugly creatures. They were handsome and muscular and beautiful. And they would have temples to these various gods. And what would happen is to make sure that it rained at proper times and you stayed healthy and you won the wars, you would, if you were a pagan Greek in a Roman Empire city, you would make offerings to these gods. And what you'd do is go down to the market, you'd buy a beautiful bull or you'd buy a beautiful lamb or something else, and you'd bring it into this pagan temple. I'm talking about pagan unbelieving people. You'd bring it into the temple. The priest would take it and would sacrifice it and say, now the gods are happy with you. Well, when you sacrificed an animal, especially if there are a lot of people doing this, you couldn't burn them all. It would be a waste. And so these pagan priests would just take a little bit of it, either burn it on the altar or they would take the blood and do something with it. And on the back side of the temple was the freshest meat market in the city. Because they were constantly killing live animals, and there was no problem with refrigeration, with storage, and with delivering of these, because they just took them from the altar of the temple and went out the back door and stuck them on the tables. And you could go to the back side of the temple and get the nicest grade A USDA choice meat at really low prices, because it cost the priest nothing. And it was a pure profit deal. And so these people were troubled with, first of all, the meat market. It involved the questions for Christians regarding whether or not they should buy meat at the marketplace. Now, they wanted to be good stewards, and it's, you know, the Lord's money, all that we have, and if you went there, you could get a steak for a quarter of a pound when it was $3 downtown. Well, where would you buy your meat? Well, it was a real problem with the Christians, because if they bought meat in the marketplace, it had been sacrificed to idols. It had been offered to Zeus or to Diana or whoever of the gods that were being honored at that time. So that was a problem. The second problem they had was, if you went over to your next-door neighbors, let's say that you're living out on Lycaon Road, which is the main road that's still in Corinth, and you were off in some beautiful sea view place, and your next-door neighbor invited you over for a little dinner party, and they came and they brought out this beautiful, beautiful, you know, standing rib roast, would you have to say to them, where'd you buy that? You know, did you get that at the idol market? And so the problem with the dinner was, for a Christian, when they were invited to an event where meat was served, it could have just come from being offered to idols. And thus, the Christians were troubled in private, in public meetings. Let's say that you had the company party in Corinth, and your boss had this lavish feast. What if that meat had come from the temple market? So Paul's talking about that. So that's the background. And the historical cultural background was the going taboo in Paul's day for Christians was you couldn't eat meat offered to idols. That was just kind of, I'm not sure what the current ones are in our society, but when I was little, I remember they were card playing, dancing, and movies. I mean, oh, you just couldn't play cards if you were a Christian. You know, and all this stuff. And I mean, they're just taboos. The Bible doesn't say anything about cards. It doesn't say anything about those things. They were just things that were cultural taboos for Christians. The Bible doesn't say anything about meat sacrificed to idols. So here's what Paul says. Listen, verse 16. He says, we are communing with the body of Christ. And verse 19, idols are nothing. And verse 20, the things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons. And so what he's saying is, if there is a tie to those demons with that meat, and if you don't like that tie, you should not have a part of it. And if your brother or sister in Christ has a problem with that, they should not have any problem with it. He says, idols are nothing. He said, those are just nothing idols. They're just pieces of stone or wood. And we know they're nothing. But we know that behind them, inspiring those idols, are demons. And if that meat is associated with the demons, and if that is something that has pricked your conscience, you should have nothing to do with the demons of the idols. That's what the whole text is about. Now, what are some principles about this? Number one, a perilous activity may appear safe initially. You know, it's perilous to have anything to do with demons. But sometimes as Christians, we might get involved in something that looks very innocuous or safe at the beginning. And that's what Paul's saying in 19 and 20. He says, what am I saying? That an idol is anything? Or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, verse 20, the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. What's Paul limiting them from? I believe personally, he wasn't limiting them from eating that meat. He was limiting them from the actual sacrificial offering of the demons, those sacrifices. And what he's saying is that those idols are nothing, the meat is meat, and it's all right. But don't be involved in communing with demons. And what it was these people were coming out of the world, and they were coming into the Corinthian society as new believers, and they didn't know how far they could go. They knew idols were nothing, and so some of them seemed to have been going into the old temples where they used to go. And they knew that sacrifice was nothing, and so they were eating the sacrificial dinners. And some of them had gone so far as they wouldn't even touch the stuff, and they went around to everybody's house and said, if any of this bologna came from the meat market, I'm not going to eat it. And it was causing a real disruption. Number one, a perilous activity may appear safe initially.